Yo, yo, what's going on? This is Ronald Washington with the Barbershop 303 Sports Talk Podcast. Week 11 in the NFL coming up. Got a preview of that. And what I'm going to do now is each game preview that I do, I'm going to also give who I think is going to be the fantasy studs of those games. And in my opinion, who to avoid. All right? Let's get it. I'm going to get right into the five-star cuts of the week. Straight up, the first game is a rematch of one of the better games in the playoffs last year. You got the Tennessee Titans taking on the Baltimore Ravens. This is a rematch. This is a true rematch. If you all remember, this is the game where Derrick Henry welcomed himself back to the playoffs. It was one of the best games he's played all season last year. It wasn't the most yards he had, but it was one of the better games. That's the game where he stiff-armed Earl Thomas, spun him around like a top and threw him to the side. And this is the game also that I noticed that Lamar Jackson lost his mojo. This was a game where Baltimore was coming off a bye in the playoffs, and Lamar basically already had one MVP. He basically had already locked it up. But the thing was, when they played against the Titans played him in a way where they played fast. They had more DBs on the field. They attacked them. They did a beautiful job attacking Lamar. And the thing that I saw was in the first quarter when Lamar had a three and out, they started talking trash to him, and Lamar would talk back, but it was like uncharacteristic of him the way he was acting. He was more upset. He was more mad. I remember he missed Mark Andrews on a deep pass down the middle, and Mark Andrews was coming off an ankle injury, so he couldn't jump his highest. So it was a lot of, everything's not perfect. What do I do? Lamar did get some rushing yards at the end, and he did way better in that game than, in my opinion, he's done this whole season. Like, I haven't seen that Lamar yet where you knew, oh, he's going to get this first down, or I know he's going to get this touchdown, or he got this. And I think a lot of it is because Mark Ingram is not basically Mark Ingram is a second-string running back. They got him playing. He's the starter, but he's a second-string running back. I would not have Mark Ingram starting on my team if I'm them. I'm going to have him as a backup, and it's because of the system. Dobbs, I don't know what J.K. has done, but they're not even putting him in like they should. Dobbs should be getting 17 carries a game. Gus Edwards should be getting 10 to 12, and Mark Ingram should be getting 5, and maybe some catches or some wildcat. That's it. Put him at wildcat. Let him fake jet, you know, sweep to Lamar or something like that. It's just, their offense does not look crispy. I know a lot of it is because they got the wrong people in the wrong spots. I would not be starting Mark Ingram anymore. Gus Edwards is the most powerful running back, and J.K. is the most explosive. But you got the old man starting. And I do believe that this is one of those years. And remember, Lamar was on the cover of Madden. I'm a firm believer of the Madden curse, and it doesn't have to be injury-related. Like, look at last year. Mahomes, Kamara, Juju were all focused players on Madden last year. Of course, everybody remembers Patrick Mahomes dislocated his knee on that quarterback sneak on Thursday Night Football, but he came back and won the Super Bowl. So it was like maybe he broke the injury curse or whatever. Who knows? But a curse is a curse, and it's not going to be a great MVP-type season for you as a player. I think Lamar Jackson right now as a team, they're going through the curse. They Brandon Williams out again. And when he plays, there's no running against them. It ain't Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell is like a very good pass-rushing 6'8 defensive tackle. You know? Beautiful. But against the run, Brandon Williams is actually the beast at the running game. He's the one who causes all the havoc. So I love that. He might not play. If he does play, I do think they'll handle Derrick Henry very well. I think they'll be able to shut him down like the Steelers did. If Brandon Williams, I don't care about Calais Campbell, if Brandon Williams does not play, Derrick Henry is going to have close to 150 yards. And I say that because Baltimore has a good secondary, so you don't want to throw on them, but you do want to run on them if you can. If you find their weakness, that's their weakness, attack the weakness. Derrick Henry should get no less than 30 carries or slash touches this game. I think Derrick Henry, if Brandon Williams is out, I think the fantasy people to look at in this game will be Derrick Henry. I would avoid it. Players like A.J. Brown, Davis, You know, he could do a little something at wide receiver. He could. Jonnu Smith could actually have a good game. The safeties for Baltimore are okay, but they got a lot of injuries, and we don't know which one's going to be playing and which is healthy. But like I say, if Brandon Williams is the key, Tannehill is a no-no in this game. But if Tannehill is a no-no, Derrick Henry should be a go if Brandon Williams is out. So you got to watch that. On the other side of the ball, Lamar, you roll Lamar fantasy-wise. You play Lamar. Lamar should have a good game. This should be a rematch. This should be a vengeance game. Lamar should want this game. He should have been focused on this game for a year. This is the team that broke his spirit. It basically took his mojo, knocked him out of the playoffs. It was like one and none. You know, it was like none and done. Whatever, however you call it. He didn't even win. So, in this game, he's the only player on their offense besides Mark Andrews that I think you should look at if fantasy-wise. No defenses in this game. I wouldn't look at any defenses. Only if Brandon Williams plays for the Ravens, I think they'll shut the Titans down. The Titans aren't that great. They're not that explosive, and they're not, they're good. But if Baltimore has the setup to stop them, especially getting Earl Thomas's old behind out of there, so yes, Lamar Andrews, no wide receivers I don't like for the Ravens, and I like the defense for the Ravens if Brandon Williams plays. That's the tackle, and I do like Derrick Henry. Same reason if Brandon Williams doesn't play, and I would avoid the wide receivers, and basically it'll just be a ground and pound game. I do see Baltimore winning this game, the rematch. I think Baltimore will win it 28-26. I do think there'll be some points in this game, but I got Baltimore winning. I think they'll be ready for this rematch, and they'll show us why they are one of the best teams in the AFC. Yes, sir. Here we go. Once again, Drew Brees is out. Drew Brees is getting beat up these last couple of years, man. And today the Saints play the Falcons, and when you looked at your fantasy roster or you looked at the scores earlier this year, you noticed that, oh, man, Brees is going to play the Falcons back-to-back 2 weeks, or not back-to-back, but 2 and 3 weeks. And I don't like when teams do that. I kind of like when teams have a little split between division games that are very important. Like game one, game 12. I like that. That's what they used to do back in the day. Over the past few years, they started this. You play the same team in 2 weeks. I'm like, nah, don't do that. Rivalries are so tough. They're so hard, and to play a team that fast is what it is. They do what they want. I'm not scheduling. But yes, you got the Atlanta Falcons playing against the New Orleans Saints. Everybody thought when Brees got hurt that it'd be Jameis Winston time. I did too. And this week showed me everything I needed to see. We all know Taysom Hill was paid before the Saints signed Jameis. A big reason I thought that they got Jameis is because Jameis has connections with two teams in the division, my Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. Why? Jameis played for Bruce Arians, played for Byron Leftwich, knows Todd Bowles' system pretty well. So he's able to give some insight to one of the smartest coaches in the league, and that's Sean Payton. Number two, Dirk Cutter, who's offensive coordinator for the Falcons, also was a Buccaneer. And don't forget, Raheem Morris, who's the coach right now, was also a Buccaneer head coach. So there's two Buccaneers on that side. There's Buccaneers all over the field, and Jameis was the king in all of that. Knows all the systems. He knows all the intangibles. He knows it all. And I think that's the biggest reason why you bring a chess piece like Jameis to your team. Sean Payton's been on a record this week saying Jameis is not even going to play. I've heard that. I heard that Friday. Jameis is not going to play. Taysom Hill was named the starter. They said Jameis is not even going to play. I didn't say he's not going to dress, but they said there's no packages for Jameis. When they said that, I was like, yeah, but Jameis can run y'all's regular offense regularly. Like, Jameis is smart enough where you just throw him in if something happens to Taysom Hill. But they're going to let – this is going to be the new Saints system. So watch this game because the Saints are going to run what they'll possibly run next year when Brees is gone. Brees is not going to play next year. Brees' wife won't let him play next year. I don't care what he said. Brees is 41. The records, that stuff don't mean jack. You're one of the best quarterbacks ever. If you can get a Super Bowl, fine. If you can't, then just ride out. So, and move on. Let these guys flourish. Michael Thomas hasn't done anything yet this year. I do think this will be his breakout game. I think Michael Thomas will have a great game, big game. I think Alvin Kamara is Alvin Kamara. I think Taysom, if he does his job, if they do a lot of run-pass option plays where Taysom's the quarterback and he'll do like an option fake to Kamara, I think that'll be one of the best things they can do. This will be a game where they don't really need I think that's why they're playing Taysom like this. They feel they don't need Jameis in a game like this. This isn't a game where we feel a team is going to outscore us and we have to come back, which Atlanta can outscore you. Matt Ryan coming off a bye week. It's a tough bye week because you're playing against a quarterback you didn't expect. You didn't have 2 weeks to prepare for Taysom Hill. You got 1 week. So Julio, strike him up fantasy-wise. Strike up Julio, strike up Matt Ryan, which I got both of them on my team for the first time in my life. I'm going to see how this feels. Also, Kamara, Michael Thomas. I think Jared Cook is an underrated player. He will be a good streaker across the middle of the field. And I had him on my radar going into this week because of the matchup and because of the quarterback change. Breeze doesn't really park the tight end as much as I think he should. And sometimes he takes what the defense gives him. But we'll see what happens on that. I think the Falcons will upset the Saints. And I know a lot of that is what I want to happen, but I do think the Falcons offensively are good enough, and they've been playing very well. 2 years in a row at the end of the season, after starting off bad, the Falcons have been playing very well. Don't forget, Calvin Ridley should be back for this game. He practiced last week. Watch out for him. So basically, the Falcons are fully staffed on offense. They're fully staffed. They're fully loaded. And Gurley, I don't see Gurley doing anything in this game, especially when the Saints have a top-five run defense. And they have all their D-tackles there. If a team has all their D-tackles, the running game should be efficient. So watch out for that. That's a big key in run defense, is that D-tackle, especially if they have an elite one like Sheldon Rankins. But I do think this is going to be a pass-heavy game. If I'm the Falcons, I'll possibly even come out in 4-wide with Hayden Hurst out there, and we're just going. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. So I think Atlanta's going to win this game. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, 36-30. I think it's going to be high-scoring. I don't think Taysom's got to show me something I ain't seen before. I got to see him. I don't want to see no Tim Tebow crap. I want to see him stand back there and throw that ball, because I do think he has it in him, and I would like to see it. But until I see it, I think Atlanta's going to win this game, 36-30.
All right, so now let's talk about the Oakland Raiders taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, a team they have already defeated this season. Oakland is underrated, but they're just not perfect yet. They got a few weaknesses on their team. In my opinion, I still think their wide receiver core is a weakness, only because they don't have a legit number one wide receiver. I do like how Derek Carr, is playing this year, and I do think he is capable of sweeping the Chiefs. They're home. It's a 57-point over-under. They're not favored. They're underdogs. So this is one of those trap games that I feel could affect the home team. I think Kansas City is getting at that point of the year where they're trying to rev it up a little bit, but they still got a lot of flaws in their defense. Their defense is not perfect. It's good, but it's not. You know, nobody's defense is perfect right now. Especially with COVID going on, all it takes is for you to miss one guy. But the Raiders have a couple of guys out. I think some of their defensive players is on the COVID list. And it seems like the Raiders, and I said Oakland in the beginning, my bad, is Las Vegas. Sorry about that. But I think the Raiders, without their team being all together, Bryan Edwards still not in the game. And they could get some good points on the Chiefs. And the Chiefs could be looking ahead to next week, because they travel to Tampa next week, and that is the game of the week next week. But for this week, the Chiefs have to defeat the Raiders so they don't take a sweep. You don't want to be the wild card team with a great quarterback. It doesn't matter. You won't be able to have that arrowhead advantage, that cold. You'll be traveling, playing in other team stadiums. So in my opinion, I think the Chiefs will beat them. I think the Chiefs aren't overlooking this divisional game. And I think they'll come out and play a very tough game. And I want to see Le'Veon Bell get some more carries. I want to see Le'Veon get a solid 10, 12 carries. I just want to see what he can do. He's always lacked super bursts. He has good acceleration, but or had it. I can't tell anymore, man. Le'Veon's plotting a lot. Clyde Edwards-Helaire seems like he's affected by having another back of his caliber on the team. He's not even getting off like he was the week before Le'Veon came. So, in my opinion, I think Kansas City's going to win on the back of Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. I think those two will win this game. I think Travis Kelce will be a big part of this game as well. He'll outplay Darren Waller. And look for both tight ends will be great fantasy plays. Both quarterbacks, I think, are in consideration of playing. Josh Jacobs is the best running back in this game. Devontae Booker might get off as well. And look for all the wide receivers with speed to make some great plays. But I got Kansas City winning 35-30. All right. Next, we have another good game between two good quality potential playoff teams. The Green Bay Packers head to Indianapolis to take on Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. This game this pits two underrated defenses up against each other. Two good quarterbacks. Even though I still say Phillip Rivers is a good quarterback, I don't really care about what's happened this season. You put Phillip Rivers in a COVID season, just like Brady, in a new environment, new team, and you can't expect him to be perfect. I personally think the Colts have a very good defense. I think they got the best defense in their division. If you saw what they did last week to the Titans, they dominated the Titans. Now, they didn't look good on Sunday, but they looked great. You know, they look very good on Thursday night. So, if they're healthy, the Colts have a very strong defense, especially against the run up the middle. Very powerful team. A team that has a lot of good things going for them. And in this game, Devontae Adams hasn't practiced much this week, which is a little strange. But all in all, he still should be there. He still should be in the game this week playing. We look forward to seeing him play. I do think Alan Lazar comes back. So those two wide receivers you can possibly play in fantasy. Of course, Devontae Adams is a no-brainer. I wouldn't play any but other pass catchers on the Green Bay Packers. I would play Aaron Rodgers, of course, and I would play Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, don't expect his ceiling. You got to know when to expect the player's ceiling and a player's floor. And this is not a ceiling game, especially with DeForest Buckner in that middle and then Darius Leonard from South Carolina State in the middle at linebacker. On the other side, Jonathan Taylor, man, I picked Jonathan Taylor to win Rookie of the Year. He obviously is not going to get anything close to that. I'm very disappointed in how he looks, and I don't know if something's wrong with him. I don't know what exactly. I just don't know what's going on. He's not running anywhere near how I thought he'd run. It's very disappointing to see that, but I still like him. I've always liked him. I think he's still one of the best running backs in this draft. And it just hurts. It's painful to watch him the way he's running. So all in all, what I got to say is I do feel that this is going to be a very good game to watch. And I think Green Bay is going to handle business. I do think Green Bay overall is the better team, especially if their corners play. If King and their other corner, if they're playing, there's no way Phillip Rivers has a good game. No way. I don't see it at all. And this is one of those opportunities that I feel Green Bay can steal a game outside of the division. I think the final score will be 26-20. I don't think Phillip Rivers is going to look particularly great in this game. He could come out and do his thing going against Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see it this game. Rivers had a lot of time off, and they're playing against an unknown foe and a quarterback who has the ability to get hot for the rest of the season right now. So Aaron Rodgers has only had two bad games, and I think this is going to be a good game for him, and I think having all his pass catchers back is going to prove the point that he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. All right, the next game we're going to talk about, which is the final game of the week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers are home on primetime once again to take on the LA Rams. And in the history of these two teams playing, the Rams have always been a type of team to give Tampa, I'm not going to say problems, but it's always been a great game. There won't be a blowout. There's been one bad game I've seen us play in the last 5 to 6 years. And it was the year Gurley, we were playing them at home. Gurley them had the yellow jerseys on. And I just felt that was a year that we were rebuilding. I think we were in between coaches. We were at that point where they were like, are they quitting on the team? I forgot who the coach was in the first place, but that just wasn't a good look. Right now, we're at a place where we're trying to get to the Super Bowl. We got a long way to go. This is a long season. There's still six games left for each team. It's week 11. The Rams, they're a good team. The Rams, I think, this is the best Rams defense I think we've played against. We've had some high scoring games against them, and we've had a couple of middle games. I think this is going to be a middle game score. This is not going to be a high scoring game. The Rams pose one huge problem, and I think they do this for every team, but for a player like Brady, players like you saw what happened last year to Breeze when he played against the Rams. Aaron Donald is trouble. The last time we played the Rams, we blocked Aaron Donald very well. I remember that game. We did a good job. The double teaming that we had set, our other linemen are capable of blocking all the rest of their linemen one-on-one. But you got to double team Aaron Donald. Just do it. Aaron Donald is such a special player. When you're that size, when you're like 6 foot, 6'1", and you're like 290, but you're lean and you're 300 and you're fast. And not only are you fast, you're athletic, you're agile, and you bench 500 pounds. Oh, no. It sounds like a fake cartoon, but that's Aaron Donald. So, I do think my Bucks are going to take this game, though. I think one thing that'll come to fruition is I think this game will be different than the Saints game because, number one, the Saints had Jameis, and Jameis knows a lot of our system. The Rams are going to play us, and we will find the cracks. We will find the areas where we need to play our best, and we need to do the best we can to score. And I think being at home, getting another opportunity to play in front of the home crowd, I think this will be a much better game. I think the final score will be 28-27. I think this will be real close, real close. But the Rams are good. But I think Jared Goff will give one more interception than Brady, and I think we're going to do what we got to do to win this game and get up in the NFC South. All right, that's it from the Barbershop 303 Sports Talk Podcast. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of fantasy breakdown of the five games. Also, I hope you enjoyed just the breakdown of all of what I think is going to happen this weekend. Overall, I'm going to tally up my record at the end of the year. I know it's not going to be great. I'll probably be at 50-60%, hopefully. But we'll see. This should be a great week of football. College football, of course, you had a couple of cancellations, postponements. And the college football landscape, I just don't feel that they're doing a great job with all of the incubating players and the quarantining. They're not. I knew this was happening. College, you can't control all the college players not going out, not hanging out with friends, not being a part of groups, and just not doing stuff. You just can't. And I didn't like that in the beginning. I knew it was a better problem, and it seems to be coming to fruition. So all I can say is be careful out there. Wear your mask. The holidays are coming. Thanksgiving. If there is a podcast this week, I will put it out on Wednesday. If all circumstances are good, everything going well in life. Other than that, man, you guys enjoy football. I really want to give you guys a breakdown of Thursday night, so I'm going to push to do that. Give all the Thursday night games, and we'll see what happens this week. So once again, this has been Ron Washington, Barbershop 303 Sports Talk. Holla.